In his final visit as senator to West Virginia University this weekend, Senator Jay Rockefeller and WVU President Gordon Gee announced the university would become the home of the senator's legacy in three ways. The celebration in Morgantown of his 50 years of service was one that proved, even as he steps down from his congressional seat, Rockefeller's commitment to West Virginia will only grow.
West Virginia is where I found my life's purpose, my spiritual calling. And it is in West Virginia that I hope my legacy will be remembered and my journey as a public servant understood.
More than 250 people packed into the Milano Reading Room in West Virginia University's Wise Library as Senator Jay Rockefeller and University President Gordon Gee revealed what form that legacy would take on the school's campus. First, as announced earlier in the week, Rockefeller's senatorial archives will find a new home in the university's library. 2,000 boxes of documents from his 30 years in Washington and 500 gigabytes of electronic data are included in the archive. They will be available for study by students, staff, and most importantly to Rockefeller, the public.
I hope when people read these volumes, they will better understand both the legislative issues, but also me, and why was I fought so hard and continue to and will ever continue for those least able to fight for themselves.
The senator's personal favorites and the ones he wants people to look at most closely are papers on health care and veterans issues. The two policy papers are hundreds of pages long, he says, but worth reading every one. Gee had shared the same sentiment during his speech to the gathered crowd.
These are not scribbled notes. These are not thoughts that are on the back of an envelope. These are very thoughtful policy pieces, which make them, among papers, truly extraordinary.
Aside from the volumes of papers, which Rockefeller calls his legacy memos, he and his wife Sharon also announced the donation of photos, pottery, art, and awards they received during the senator's 50 years of public service. Those are on display right now in a gallery in the Wise Library. But perhaps the biggest announcement made Saturday was one that will impact the education of future students. Again, President Gee.
The most lasting monument to Senator Rockefeller's work, however, will be the future leaders he inspires to dedicate their own lives to fulfilling that common duty of mankind, service to others. That is why I'm especially pleased to announce the new John D. Rockefeller IV School of Policy and Politics at West Virginia University. The school brings together...
Actually, you started out School of Politics and Policy, and I changed that to Policy and Politics. I don't know what it was. These leaders here at WV are fascinated by politics. I love the policy.
And policy, Rockefeller says, is what the school will be devoted to. He says he'll take an active role in making sure future generations of leaders are exposed to something he loves so dearly.
The Rockefeller School of Policy and Politics is going to be fabulous. It's going to cover a broad range of study. It's going to do it openly, honestly, and absolutely fearlessly. And as I said, some of it will be controversial, and so be it. My vision, and one that President Gee and WVU shares, is a place that ignites the embers of service and scholarship in scores of young men and women for years and years to come, setting them on a path to utterly transforming West Virginia, and maybe just a little bit the world.
The announcement Saturday made the change official. WVU's political science department and programs are now housed within the John D. School. The policy program is still taking shape, but is intended to be up and running by the summer of 2015. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Morgantown.